Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Kate Enge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator from Juno Public Libraries. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Shelley.
Thanks for being here. It's the first Tuesday of the month.
So it is.
It means we get our monthly updates from you, Kate. And yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you. And I always like to ask, since you are with the library, what have you been reading this month?
So I just started an audiobook, I'll Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara. That came out. It's been out for at least a year, and it was very popular. It's about the serial killer in California, and a lot of our patrons have been reading it, and it's a nonfiction book, and I always get nonfiction as an audiobook. I got it through Overdrive just because it's easier for me to listen to nonfiction if it's on an audiobook versus me trying to sit down to read it.
So I couldn't agree more.
I've heard it's good. I'm very excited to read it. So,
and it led to the capture of that killer, didn't it? It helped to anyway. So that's a really interesting piece of literature. I have not read it yet myself, but what do you think so far?
So far, I think it's really good. It's really interesting. It's just very like right in the beginning, so I know usually it kind of like takes some time to get going. They have to kind of hook you, and then you get the rest of the story. So
I'm gonna have to remember to ask you next month how you liked it and whether or not you'd recommend it. I just finished a book called The Power by Naomi Alderman. It was sort of billed as like our generation's The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
You said it's been pretty popular at the library.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been out for a little while. I really liked it. I thought it was a very exciting book. It's fiction, and it's just, it was a fun read.
Well, good. I'll write that down and make sure I add it to my list.
Yeah, yeah. I do recommend that one.
Okay.
All right, so you're here today to tell us about events for the month of February, library events, but let's talk a little bit about last month. When you were here in January, you were promoting the Where There's a Will, There's a Way workshop.
Right.
Was that pretty well received?
Oh, it was so well received. our room, we had it in the Valley Library. That room takes 60 people, and it was completely full by the time we started, and we were unfortunately had to turn people away. We weren't really expecting that big of reception. So Jen Walker, who was here last month, worked with Van Sanders, and they scheduled a new one. Another Will program will be in March 23rd. It will still be in the Valley, but we're hoping that since our interactive display to discover NASA is leaving this week, we'll be able to kind of open up the room some more so we can have room for more people.
Well, that's great that you found a resource that people are really interested in learning about.
Yeah, we were blown away. I was surprised. I actually wasn't working that Saturday. I called, and the person I talked to was like, yeah, so there's a lot of people here. We're turning people away. It's really well received. I'm like, oh, okay, that's awesome, but I'm very sorry you guys have to deal with that. We'll try to fix, you know, schedule another one. We'll try to make sure that people who may have missed it the first time around can have another chance to go.
Who knew it would be so popular?
Yeah. Yay.
Well, that's great. Congratulations. It sounded like it was a big success, and I'm glad you're able to bring it back for those who have missed it this time. And when we talk in March, you can give us the details about that. Okay, but it's February now, and so what do you guys have on the agenda for this month?
So it's a pretty quiet month. On the adult side, we have Blind Date with a Book. If you come to any of the branches of the library, you'll see there's displays with some wrapped books that are in wrapped brown paper. They may have a quote or a blurb or something on the front. That quote or blurb directly ties into the book. But the idea is that you will just take a book. You can't see the title. You can't see the author. You can't see the cover. You're totally taking a chance, and you can borrow this book, take it home, read it. Each of the books will have like a little slip in them, so you can review the book, turn it, the book and the slip back into any of the downtown branch or any of the library branches, and will be entered in for a drawing next month. And you can enter as many times as you want. So just, you know, keep borrowing books, see if you can find a new favorite or read something that you may not have thought about reading before.
I don't suppose you can tell us what any of the books are that you've wrapped up.
So Outreach has been wrapping them all up. I didn't get a chance. I think I checked out one that was over the weekend that might have been like about like three women scientists, or like, and another one was like a classic. I think it was probably Wuthering Heights that this person took home. So it's kind of a surprise. I get to see, like, the staff get to see when we check it out, but we're trying not to spoil the fun for the patron.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
It is.
I think that's
it
a really neat
fun.
Idea. Well, great. Blind Date with a Book that's going on all this month.
Yeah, all this month. Yep.
Awesome. All three branches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Were you involved in the selection of the books?
I was not involved with the selection. Outreach to the selection. They got to go, I think, used a lot of like best read lists and kind of tried to pull like a wide range of books that we own. So they're all ones that are owned by the Juneau Public Libraries and that people may or may not have thought about checking out before.
Well, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Blind Date with a Book. You also wanted to mention something about the displays that are going on at downtown and Valley Libraries.
Right. So I mentioned earlier, like, we still have Discover NASA in the Valley Library. That's going to be taken down on Friday. So if you haven't take a look at it yet, you have until, you know, pretty much we close on Thursday to run in and check it out, because it's going to be packed up and sent to the next library on Friday. And we have a new display downtown, which is Shakespeare and the Four Humors. Humors not in haha funny, but in like science, like old medical science, and how his plays kind of are like relate to medical knowledge of his time. And that's downtown. It's not interactive. You can just, you know, read and look at the display that's up. It's in the elevator lobby. So if you come up the elevator right when the doors open, it's all right there in the foyer.
Oh, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting.
They definitely had some different ideas.
Yes, they did.
Medicine
yeah.
back then.
Oh, yeah.
I don't recall what the four humors are, but that just means I need to go to the library and check out the display. Okay, well, that sounds pretty cool. And then you've got some kids' programs going on this month, Rock Around the Blocks and Family Night. You want to talk about those?
Yeah, so Rock Around the Blocks is going to be downtown Saturday the 16th. And I think they will – it's the same as all the other Rock Around the Blocks. So they'll bring out all the materials and blocks and, like, everything that we have for everybody to play. There will be a youth services librarian working. They'll be working the desk, but they won't necessarily be in the room with everything. But you can just – come on down, bring your kids, like, have fun at the library, take some books when you're done. It's just kind of a fun activity for kids and parents to do. And then the next one is we'll have our new family night. Next family night is going to be downtown, Thursday the 21st. It starts at 5:30. And this one's going to be with the JDHS Club Ignite. And they're bringing their bunnies.
Bunnies. Wow. So IGNITE stands for Inspiring Girls Now in Technology Evolution.
Yep.
So science-based club.
Yep. Yes.
Mainly girls, I'm guessing.
Yep. STEM-based club, mainly girls. I think last year they did this too, where I think they were raising rabbits and then brought them to the library to show. And then they did it again this year. So they're going to bring their rabbits again.
Oh, I'm sure, you know, rabbits are special guests of the library.
Yeah, everybody loved the rabbits. I think there was one time we had probably animals from the humane shelter, like cats maybe or puppies. Mm-hmm. The touch take was really popular one time too. Yeah, most of the family nights are very popular. I think there was only one in memory that didn't quite go so well. And the animals are especially popular.
All right. So what will the kids be learning about the bunnies?
I think probably learning about the club and how the bunnies were raised and how to take care of them and that kind of thing. Like what work goes into, you know, raising a rabbit.
That's an interesting project for IGNITE and fun. Well, that sounds like a fantastic night, family night. That's February 21st downtown. Rock Around the Blocks is February 16th downtown. And and then I found some fun stuff on your Facebook page that I thought I might ask you about. I understand that National Pizza Day is coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, it is coming up on Saturday.
And the library is observing it.
Yes, I did. total snafu on my part. I had this old post ready to go. Found books on making pizza and some like kids books on like poetry picture books with pizza as a subject. Wanted to have this go live on Saturday. Accidentally published it this morning. So we're observing Pizza Day you know, early, though. I mean,
you're just getting ready.
Yeah.
Everybody up for pizza day.
Every day is pizza day, really.
I like to think so. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
But so people can get a jump start on that. We can help you find books, juvenile kids' books with the subject of pizza, or we can find you cookbooks. The library has several, pizza cookbooks that you can borrow if you're looking for some inspiration, and it'll just be a fun thing to do.
Do you have a favorite pizza flavor?
Oh, I don't know. This might be unpopular, but I really like the Hawaiian pizza with the pineapple and the Canadian bacon.
I mean, I think you either love it or you hate it. I like it as well. Barbecue chicken, though.
Oh, that's also a really good one.
Yeah. Okay, moving on from pizza. Less fun, tax day's coming up.
Tax day is coming up.
Yeah, that's the bad news. But the good news is library has tax forms and tax help available.
Yes, so we have tax forms, the very basic 1040, though we can, if there's a specific form you're looking for, the library can print it off for it's 15 cents per page for printing. But we also, we have volunteers coming in who they just started today, I think probably right now, like 15 minutes ago. There are going to be volunteers every Tuesday from 3 to 6:30 at the downtown library and some Saturdays, but it's on a schedule. And I remember the Tuesdays, but not necessarily which Saturdays are working. But there are volunteers who are at the library who are going to help prepare your taxes. So it's a first come, first serve service. It's volunteers. They're going to, if you have questions, we can get your contact information so you know what to bring. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like really helpful if you need help with your taxes or you just don't know where to start. And this is a good time to say that while we do have tax documents and we're hosting this tax prep, the library staff are not qualified to answer your tax questions. So please don't ask us. I mean, at best, we can probably give you a number to H&R Block or the volunteers or like the IRS, but we can't answer. And you don't want us to, because taxes are a serious thing and you really don't want us to steer you wrong and give you some wrong information.
Good disclaimer, Kate. Thank you for that. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator from Juneau Public Libraries. We're talking about all the events the libraries has coming up for the month of February. So is there anything else that you wanted to add that I didn't ask you about, you wanted to mention?
I think just to go, one more thing, just to go along with the tax forms, we also have PFD forms.
Oh,
so if you don't want to apply online, if you're looking for the paper form, we have them at the three branches of the public library.
Terrific. Well, once again, the library is blown me away with all the resources and events and fun things that you guys have going on. So thanks so much for doing what you do. And I especially want to thank you for hosting JDHS Ignite, Inspiring Girls Now in Technology and Evolution. I think that's a wonderful thing for our community. Yep. Thanks so much for being here, Kate.
Right, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next month.